This week's Dry Bean Scene on the Red River Farm Network is made possible in part by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association and BASF's Sharpen Herbicide. Joining the program this week is Langdon Research Extension Center research agronomist Brian Hansen. And Brian, you recently held your annual field days, where you talked about row spacing trials in dry beans and soybeans. Can you give us a quick recap of that talk?
Well, we're looking at row spacing and plant population studies of soybeans and also pinto beans in particular. We're teaming up with Greg Andrews and Carrington on the pinto beans. And so this is the second year we have here looking at different row spacings. I'm assuming we won't find too much difference, but we wanted to check it out.
You know, dry beans are becoming increasingly popular across much of the state. Is that why some of this work is being done here in the north?
Dry beans have been more popular in the valley for a number of years, and they've crept up. You're right, in Cavalier County, there's about 16,000 acres of pinto, but you get to Towner County and Benson and Ramsey, you know, there's 30 to 40,000 acres there. So, yeah, they are important to some producers as you move further west.
So you mentioned that it's only been a couple years with some of these research trials, but what have you found out so far?
I think, you know, traditional, it was 30 inches for everything, and producers have started going narrow rows, and you're seeing better yields, and I think that'll hold true for pinto beans too. But it's going to be a little bit different for management. If you go narrow rows, then you're talking more direct combining, so you have to select some of the varieties that stand up better. The pods don't lay in the ground like the old varieties do, so it's not just changing the row spacing, it's some other management for harvest as well.
And that's been the Dry Bean Scene, made possible in part by Johnstown Bean Company and SRS Commodities.